Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go!
Obviously, on Gresh and Keith.
We have Patriots getting 3 points.
Give me those puntos, baby.
I'll take the puntos.
Give me the puntos and run the pelota.
This is Gresh and Keith.
Harris has the first down and breaks it. It's gone. Damian Harris threw everyone. Up the middle for the touchdown. 64 yards on the score.
And what a performance here tonight from the Patriots.
2 of 3 passing from Mac Jones, and the Patriots come here and win the game.
Andy Gresh.
Yeah, I mean, I think they handed it off 45 times.
Let's not give more credit than we need to give credit to Bill Belichick in this one. And we were 1 for 4 in the red zone, and they're 0 for 1 in the red zone. You give me that ahead of time, sir, I like my chances.
Rich Keefe.
You know, just hats off to the offense, really. Everybody, probably besides Matt. He really ain't do nothing besides hand the ball off.
Gresh and Keefe starts right now.
Josh Allen is going to come today.
Bills Mafia certainly is excited.
On WEEI.
Tenno. Yeah, baby! Woo! Yeah, Buffalo, you got pants. 10:06, Gresh and Keefe. 10:06 to 2 o'clock. It is all Patriots with you. I'm going to try to not go off the exit ramp too early,
okay,
but
feel free. Everything is right in the world, Gresh.
Oh, Bills Mafia.
Everything is right in the world.
You batch of yep. ass hats. I love it.
They had their season. They had their season last year. Now, they didn't win the whole thing, so, you know, it didn't go entirely to plan.
Oh, this is great.
But they had to wait out 20 years of Tom Brady, and now they are about to start a new era of Patriots football, where once again the Bills are at best the second best team in the division.
Go Bills!
They're very excited. Yep, you can jump through more tables. You can light yourself on fire. You can have sex in the parking lot because you do not have the best team in the division.
So let me just fire off right away. 860 on the text. Massive asterisk on this game. You don't learn anything in the windstorm. Buffalo will wax them in Foxborough.
Oh, you didn't
mark
learn
it down.
Anything? Okay, so okay.
Right.
Moving the goalposts here. That's what you're going to do because you lost fair and square. So you don't learn anything in a weather game. You don't learn who's tougher. You don't learn who is even mentally stronger. You don't learn who is the better coach team. You don't learn anything. So that game is just toss that game out. That game didn't mean anything. That is really bad. That is sad. That is really sad.
Almost as sad as the Bills and their players and their coach.
Well, yeah, their coach. And I was kind of on the fence with McDermott because a couple years ago I didn't really like him. And then last year they go 13-3 and Josh Allen has a big improvement. So like, all right, maybe McDermott is pretty good. We're looking at the AFC teams. There's a lot of really good coaches, established coaches there. That was not a good night for Sean McDermott last night.
Not at all.
He looked like a boob.
He did. And after the game, he was really, really salty and knew
Sour Patch Kids
that
last night.
He got pantsed.
Let's not give more credit than we need to give credit to Bill Belichick in this one. It was, whether it's Bill or anybody else, they beat us. But you sit here and you tell me when we start with the average starting field position of the 40-yard line and he starts with the 23-yard line, and I'm rounding up in both cases, and we were 1 for 4 in the red zone, and they're 0 for 1 in the red zone. You give me that ahead of time, I'm saying I like my chances. So it's not, I don't think, with all due respect, it's not a Bill Belichick type thing. It's what are you doing with the opportunities you got? We turned the ball over at the plus 30-some yard line. Sloppy football.
Stop it. Get some help.
It's even worse when you start breaking down the field position and where you were at and the efficiency in the red zone. It's even worse. Because once again, the Buffalo Bills have lost every close game they've played this year. Close games in all sports, I think you can look to coaching because it's that little extra detail that you could pull off or that little extra adjustment that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills didn't do it. So they were at home. They had the better quarterback. They are used to playing in those kind of conditions and stuff like that, and they couldn't do it. And guess what? The Patriots, at the beginning of the game, showed you what they were going to do on offense. Middle of the game, same stuff. End of the game, same stuff. They ran the ball the entire game, Gresh. It's insane. If you're watching the game at home and you're like, wow, this is kind of crazy, right? You're right. It was crazy. They threw the ball in the NFL in 2021 three times. Three times in a whole game, and they won the game. They ran it every time. They would put out a formation with six offensive linemen, N'Keal Harry, who essentially is a seventh offensive lineman.
And Jakob Johnson.
An eighth offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. They had eight offensive linemen out there.
Preach.
You knew they were going to run it every single time. My Pop Warner, Goffstown Screaming Eagles offense had more nuance to it than what the Patriots did last night. And the Bills just stood there and took it. They couldn't stop it. And then even if the Patriots didn't score, they were taking a bunch of time off the clock, getting rid of it, and the Bills were just flummoxed by it. It was amazing. You can't run the ball like that. And, oh, by the way, the starting running back gets hurt. He only has 10 carries. Damien Harris only had 10 carries. It's not like you lost to Jonathan Taylor and he had 32 tugs. Nope. He had 10 carries. He got hurt. I mean, it's embarrassing for the Buffalo Bills.
I'm beyond with you on this. and you know, I'm actually shocked we have a couple of texters who would be like, you really can't glean anything from this game.
What do you mean?
This proved yesterday. And mark this down, because I am normally the one championship team. No, no, no.
Patriots are a championship team.
What the New England Patriots did last night was prove they can go to the Super Bowl, because you just nailed it. They walked in to someone else's house, mm-hmm. and they said, here's what we're going to do. We dare you to stop us, and they couldn't do it. Emasculated. That's what happened to the Buffalo Bills.
Were.
It's like dropping your pants to have sex with a lady, and she looks at your penis and laughs.
Oh, come on.
It's like losing your
wife.
Who told
you that story?
It's like losing your wife and then being like, boy, I got a hot one, and then your ex-wife goes and marries Tom Brady or a pro athlete. Emasculated. That's why Sean McDermott was such a red-faced jackass before, during, and after the game.
Right.
Because he knew, like a child, right? Like back in the day, I admit, I got whooped by my parents, right? You know what I mean? And every once in a while, and for older people,
yes,
you remember you get the spanking or you get the bare bottom spanking.
Oh.
And what happened last night was Bill Belichick took Sean McDermott, and he pulled those pants down,
right,
and he spanked his bare ass as a coach right in the middle of that stadium. And oh, by the way, throw the defense in there.
Oh, yeah.
Their Buffalo offense was quasi-competitive, but they went in and said, this is what we're going to do, and you can't stop it. That is the epitome of championship football. Why was this team so good for so many years? Why Tom Brady throwing the football? No, this team was good for so many years because they could beat you in a bunch of different ways, and it's just that much more satisfying to watch Sean McDermott in that press conference not only make a fool of himself, he sounded like a little baby. Those players after the game who were asked by Jerry Sullivan, who's like 100 years old, are you embarrassed? What kind of question is that, bro? How about this?
Answer
you
it.
Should
Are
be.
You? Yeah, you probably should be. We all saw it as a nationally televised game. It was Monday Night Football, and you lost like that, proving that you are not as good as the New England Patriots after just one year, one little blip year where the Bills go 13-3, and they're like, oh, they got their quarterback. They got their coach. They've gone through so many coaches. They've gone through so many quarterbacks. Like, they are now going to be, it's going to be the Bills and the Chiefs. Look out, AFC. Not so fast. The Patriots are right there. And more so than any other team in the AFC, they can win in a variety of ways. Like, they definitely can. They've got some blowout wins on the season. They got some close game wins, some low scoring wins, high scoring wins. They can run the ball. Now, I'm still not 100% sure if they can win a game where they have to throw it 50 times. But, I mean, I think they can still win a game where they have to throw it 30, you know, 40 times, somewhere in there. But they just ran it all over them. They told you what they were going to do. And once again, another great game by the defense. And I know some might say, well, there's a win game or whatever. It's like, all right, well, when they needed the stops, they got the stops. Yep. And I also think the Bills offense, Brian Daboll included, kind of screwed themselves a little bit. I think they got in their own heads a little bit with the wind, and maybe they saw what the Patriots were doing or something. And I know Allen finished with 30 attempts. A lot of those came later in the game, though. He actually was able to throw it in the wind a bit. They probably should have gone with that more, because handing the ball off to Singletary and Breida, wasted plays. I told you going in, they can't run.
Yep.
I know they've had some games. They've run against some bad teams or whatever, but overall, Singletary, Moss, and Breida are not good running backs. Nope. Their best running back is Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they went away from the pass. Steph Diggs got turned around on that one where he beat the defender. That could have been a touchdown. I don't know. They should have done that a little bit more. They kind of psyched themselves out.
Well, you know, Josh Allen threw it 30 times.
No, that's what I'm saying. But most of it was at the end. I feel like at the end when they were trying to drive, like there was a lot of those passes.
Into the wind. And by the way, there's another one for McDermott. So they defer. So they have the choice in the second half. And it's, we'll take the ball, which guarantees the wind is against you in the fourth quarter. Now,
I don't hate that one, though, because don't you want the ball still? Like, isn't it a possession thing? And then, all right, you got to score in the third quarter.
How about taking to start the game? How about that? Like, if you're willingly going to lose the battle of wind, you know, win based on the way it was blowing in there, then take the ball first and at least get out and try to score. Because as soon as the Patriots jumped up 8-0, you know what happened to those batch of 75,000 dum-dums? 8-0.
Add that to the mix, too, where Belichick's saying, all right, I know this direction. You can't kick. I'm not even going to put Nick Folk, who's been one of the best kickers in football all year.
Didn't try.
Not even going to put him out there for a extra point, a 33-yard extra point. We're going to go for two. And you get the two. And even that, again, it happened to be an extremely low-scoring game. But jumping up 8-0, like that kind of, you know.
And what happened to that crowd?
Oh, yeah.
Silent.
They're like, wait, what happened?
They went quiet. It was like the end of that game.
Bills Mafia certainly is excited.
Well, they kind of cooled off a bit.
Even Brian Greasy at the end of the game was talking about on that final drive that, boy, if the Bills get it in the end zone, this place is waiting to erupt.
Yeah, they're still waiting.
But that's the thing about the Bills. I think they're front runners number one. But, again, the big takeaway is, a football team in 2021 said, we're going to throw it 10 times, maybe.
Three.
Maybe.
Three.
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 Three. And you lost a, what is this, 1968? Three.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously, what are they, a Hank Stram? 65 cross power trap.
I mean, remember the Titan style.
Seriously.
We run six plays, three to the left, three to the right, and we run them perfectly. They line it up in shotgun. What is this, Monday Night Football? Nope, they're just going to hand the ball off. And it's such a tell. And I laughed out loud, and we haven't gotten to the bad yet, but I laughed out loud when Lewis Riddick was explaining like one of their formations, and they're like, see N'Keal Harry where he's lined up? They don't line him up here to run routes.
It's a good point.
Like, they're telling you they're running. Like, their whole formation, they have Myers, Bourne, Hunter Henry, and Aguilar, like, pinned to the bench. All their pass catchers pinned to the bench. And they have fullback, tight end, blocking receiver, fullback.
And tackle as tight end.
Tackle as
tight end.
Hilarious.
And then Jonnu Smith thrown in there as well.
And it's going to run for 222 yards.
And folks, you go back and look at it, a lot of the times you saw the guards pulling. You know, that's like the heavy whatever it is.
At one point,
absolutely.
Spinning around there.
Yeah. But it was high school stuff. Those games I just called last week, I saw more inventive stuff offensively.
Way more.
But the Bills couldn't stop it. And by the way, that's a defensive-minded coach on the other side.
Well,
that's a guy who is supposed to be able to look at it and say, hey, I can fix this. Here's how to fix this. This was the game in which the New England Patriots proved to us all they can go to the Super Bowl. I'm not talking about winning it. I don't care about that. Wait till we get there.
Flip side, did it prove that the Bills can't?
Yes, it did. Absolutely.
It might have proved that they can't because
they're like the Chiefs.
They didn't make the adjustment. Nah, Chiefs are better.
No, the Chiefs can't. I'm telling you, the Chiefs have not had anybody lay the right. If the Patriots take that game plan and you do it against the Chiefs, you're going to be able to run them over as well. But that's another story for another time.
Fair enough. But I thought they didn't make any kind of adjustments until too late in the fourth quarter. And then you saw one of the final drives where I was actually wondering, I'm like, all right, are we going to finally get like a little play action pass? I feel like everybody would be open like a jailbreak at this point, but they didn't do it. And at the very end, they put in the extra defensive lineman and they told Milano to just kind of crash the gap and go flying in.
That's right.
They got back-to-back tackles for a loss. Now, again, you can't really argue with it on the Patriots side because that also bled a lot of clock. And look at how the game came down to literally the final second, having the ball with literally 1 second to go and then ending the game. So that part of it all worked out. But it was like, oh, the Bills finally caught on that they were running it every single play. Oh my God. And it's not Derrick Henry. It's not Barry Sanders. It's not Emmitt Smith with that Cowboys offensive line from the 90s. This is a good offensive line. I like it. I like Harris. I like Stevenson. And but they're not world beaters.
Nope.
And they just turned around, handed it off, and the Bills couldn't do anything. They couldn't get off the field enough times to give their offense a chance. And then even their offense is too one-dimensional. So, yes, in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, when they play in New England, assuming it's not a monsoon, Josh Allen, I guarantee you, throws for more than 145 yards. But they don't have a complimentary running game at all.
No.
And I think then you're going to also see the Patriots defense attack it a little bit differently and how they go up against Steph Diggs and everything else.
And for the Patriots offensively,
they'll be able to throw.
They closed part of the playbook. Again, that's why this win
part
is so...
Half.
That's why this win is so significant, folks, yeah, is because they closed half of the playbook and still won on the road in conditions that were conducive for Buffalo, and they couldn't stop them. This win is every bit as big as you want it to be. And if you are giddy like us, or say you just want to pile on Bills Mafia,
why not?
Or the Bills, or McDermott, or that team, get in line. Because today's the day. Normally, I, if there's one thing that I think we pride on in this show is that it's I think for a lot of talk radio, it's always the, well, it's just line up the calls and hear from people. And our approach is a little different. Today is going to be one of those. Today is your day. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in, if you want to talk football with us, if you want to pump up the Patriots, if you feel like, well, me, and I'll go us, because I know you were ahead of this 2 weeks ago. I didn't think championship. I was not thinking you could win the AFC. After last night,
they definitely can.
They can win this AFC even with a rookie quarterback. Get in line. 617-779-7937. That's your chance to get in 3T as well. You can watch us on Twitch, weei.com/watch. On Twitter and Instagram, it's at Gresh Keefe. And via the text, 37937. We've got some great stuff for you. There are a couple of things to discuss. The N'Keal Harry play, which
Yikes.
Is one of those where you look at and say, okay, why wasn't something flipped around? We can get to that. We will talk with Peter King coming up at 10:45 about last night. Of course, NFL insider for NBC Sports. We're going to talk to you a lot. John is monitoring Sal and Stinky Pete out in
WGR. What are those guys doing today? What do you do? What do you say?
There's a wind gust. And the wind. We'll never see a wind like that again. You could toss that game out.
Oh, by the way, they are currently clinging to a playoff spot. The Bills are the 7th seed in the AFC with teams like Pittsburgh and the Colts right behind them. The Bills are in real jeopardy of missing the playoffs.
That's exactly right.
They're in jeopardy of missing the playoffs. What, 13-3 a year ago, AFC Championship game? Oh, Josh Allen's going to be MVP. You might follow that up with a missed playoffs in a year where there are 7 playoff teams, and you still might not make it. Pretty remarkable.
We have a texter in the 508. Did you just say that game with the win favored the Bills? You're a moron. Stop talking now. Hey, dumbass. We sit here all the time saying, boy, you get these teams in Foxborough with the weather, and how do they handle it? Yeah, the wind was extreme, but guess what? The Bills were at home.
They should have known how to handle it.
Yet, the guy who showed up 24 hours before the game with a pencil in his ear and then the hood on looking like he just got out of a slumber walking into the stadium, meanwhile went in there and managed his football team with the weather that you begged for in Orchard Park better than their coach did. And you're saying the whole advantage thing? Stop now. 508, you stop now. You stop now. Because this win was that big. And you went there and you pantsed him. And little baby Sean McDermott walking around with the little pants around his ankles, trying to hike him up and run off the field
tough.
Real quick
this
with
real
that red face and the veins sticking out.
You got to tighten your belt, otherwise your pants are going to fly right off you.
I'm having an orgasm today. I'm serious, man. This is unbelievable today. This is so great. And Bill's Mafia,
aroused.
You know what's great? Yeah. Bills Mafia, you go on Twitter. Remember, they were clapping at us, right?
Oh, they were all fired up. Like, oh, South Sports, you gave it to those guys in Boston. Wait till the Pats get smoked on Monday night.
And as soon as you give it back to them a little bit on Twitter, it's the, what, you got nothing else on your timeline, dink?
Yeah,
if they had won the game, like
oh
Bills
my God,
Mafia.
They would have driven into the studio and celebrated.
They'd be picking it outside. Yeah. You're exactly right.
Can't wait to see all your chowder-soaked hearts break Monday evening.
Yep.
It's just sad.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's just sad. Up there.
When you go in with your shoulder injury to work tomorrow because you power bombed yourself through a table last night.
I think it's back to the tables, though, because, again, I don't think it lines up. When your team's really good, I don't know if you want to turn it into an actual dog and pony show in the parking lot, but now that your team's like, they're good. No, they're good. But they're not a Super Bowl team.
Nope.
So maybe you can go back to that.
Nope. 617-779-7937. Today is the day to allow yourself to start to think that this team could get there. We will get to it with you coming up next. But first, here's Scheim. He's ready to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like the show?
Of course you do.
I haven't slept in a month and a half because I've just been doing crack cocaine and push-ups.
Tell a friend about Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
Hawk gets it away. They had Olszewski up and Neal back, and it bounces.
Touched it.
And if he touched that, that's Buffalo football. And the indication now is it's New England football.
Harry was the deep man. Olszewski was up. Here's John Perry.
It'll be interesting to see if the replay official does the correction without a formal review.
Yeah.
This would be a Buffalo challenge.
After review, the ball hit the receiver in the helmet. Buffalo's ball, 1st and 10 at the 14-yard line.
One of the very few negatives out of last night's game was that, well, slip up by N'Keal Harry, where it was interesting that Gunnar Olszewski was up maybe about 20 yards in front of him as the up returner, and N'Keal Harry was back as the deep returner.
I didn't get it at all. Even before the miscue, it's like you have Gunnar Olszewski, who is only on the roster as a return guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good at it. He was all pro last year. Like, there's not a lot of good punt returners anymore. He might be the best punt returner in the league. N'Keal Harry, not very good at anything. Maybe he can block. Okay, I'll give you that. He can block. But on that play,
yep.
And we'll get into McDermott and even him and sort of what he did with his return guys and what's going on there now. But I don't know. N'Keal Harry, on offense, you don't want him having the ball. So on a windy night when you're returning punts, I don't want him anywhere near that. So even though I think overall it was a great night for Belichick and he's one step closer to being coach of the year, not that he would even care about that, but he's one step closer to that. That was one that was really bad. And had they lost that game, I think we would have really pointed out, like, why the hell is N'Keal Harry even in the area to possibly have the ball hit his helmet, turn it over, short field touchdown.
In retrospect, those guys should have been reversed, where Gunnar O should have been the deep one. But that's the whole dealing with the wind, because you just don't know where the hell the ball was going to go.
Maybe he outsmarted himself a little bit.
Maybe
Bill,
so.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, but you had to. Here's the thing. Like, dumb coaches keep putting that guy back there. They were like, okay, let's get him the hell out of here. Because I understood the concept of have somebody who might be able to block for him. And, you know, part of the reason that you would have a blocker there or an up man for the return guy is because if the ball's going to get punted and it's going to be moving around all over the place, the punt return man doesn't need to be looking down and then trying to run and catch the ball. And you want to be able to give that guy the ability to just look up and catch the ball freely. So I understood conceptually what they were doing. It just, yeah, maybe they misjudged how far the punt was going to go. Might really be the end game on that.
The other way to look at it, too, is if it wasn't for N'Keal Harry muffing a punt and it wasn't for a terrible call on the
on Bryant on the push out
on Allen. Roughness on
yeah,
the where he jumped he was jumped in the air, he was still in bounds, or he hadn't established himself out of bounds. That's how they got their 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than that, the Bills offense doesn't score at all. I mean, they got the ball on the 14. So you talk about field position, and they had good field position even right out of the shoot. That first Jake Bailey punt gets caught up in the wind, nothing. You're like, okay, this could be trouble all night. But even with some of those short fields, their offense still couldn't do anything. I mean, that just as easily could have been a shutout the way that they were going. The Bills really did get a couple of breaks and couldn't do enough with it.
Peter King at 10:45, and a lot of you today talking about the very first place. And by the way, the number one seed in the AFC still.
The only bye.
The New England Patriots. John in Rhode Island first up on this giddy Tuesday with Gresh and Keefe. Pile away, John.
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, I want to say I love the show, and thanks for the free money yesterday. Hit on the over on the Damien Harris rushing yards.
No problem.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. So I just want to say that I think this game was obviously a huge win, but it also put the league on notice that they are the most dominant, physically dominant football team in the league. They won on both sides of the trenches. They were playing on the other side of the line of scrimmage on both sides. Defense was in the backfield. Offense was pushing. Even with 10 guys in the box, I just find it very crazy that they had 10 guys in the box. They ran it 30 times, and they ran it another 16 times. Like, they knew what they were doing, and they still imposed their will. I think that is truly a key factor in a Super Bowl run, that when you could be the most physical team. You might not have to be the best team, but if you're the most physical, it takes away those talented players away because they don't want to get hit anymore. You know, I think it was just a great win. Obviously, I'm amped about it.
Good. You should be. And I'm with you on the physicality of it. I mean, it's hard to argue right now that the Patriots don't love a game like that, and on both sides. I think their defense can handle that. I think their offense, you clearly proved last night they can do it, and that's why I really reject that first texter that you read about how, crazy win game, you really can't take anything out of it.
Bull crap.
That's insane. That's insane. Now, if you want to say, hey, the game in 3 weeks against the Bills is probably going to look different, yeah, you're right. Belichick even joked about it this morning with the Greg Hill Show, like, yeah, we'll probably pass in that game. You know, like we can do that. So the game itself will look different. But to think that you can't learn anything about your team in a cold weather, windy, how do we do it this way, physical matchup. Where, oh, by the way, if the Patriots play, let's say they play the Bills in the AFC Championship game, hypothetically. Right? Let's just say they do.
Okay.
I don't know. I doubt the Bills will be there.
Fine. I just didn't get the giggle out.
If they do, that is going to be the last week of January, I believe.
Yes, sir.
What do you think the weather's going to be like in Foxborough?
Probably pretty cold, maybe
probably
a little windy.
Pretty cold.
Maybe
probably
bad.
Pretty awful.
Mm-hmm.
And the Patriots already proved that they can handle a game like that. They can win in a game like that.
And if you're the Bills, you can't stop them, right? Like, they're going to come into the next game. Now, by the way, they have Tampa this week.
That's
the
awesome.
Bills.
That's
on
awesome.
A short week.
Brady could knock them out of the playoffs.
And Brady, after their win, was like, yep, we're playing the Bills. I know all about them. They're really tough. Let's get ready, boys. He was pumping it on Sunday night. Yeah. But to the point, if you're the Bills, you're going to tell yourself, this time it's going to be different, and then you go out and get run over in the first quarter.
Tough.
Soiling the britches,
really
baby.
Really tough.
They know they can't match up physically and couldn't last night. Jesse in New Bedford with Gresh and Keefe. Go ahead, Jess.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Great day.
Great day. I'll make two quick points. One of them real quick about the game If anybody's calling saying you can't take any, if anything, this game, you can take more away from it because they knew we were going to run. They game planned for it, and they still couldn't stop it. This, a game like losing a game like this, I'm telling you right now, guys, the next time we play the Bills, it's probably obviously I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little bit more passing, obviously, but I think we're going to win that game. I think we're going to blow them out. I think the psyche from the Bills in this game, losing a game like this, is lifelong damaging, like the Atlanta Falcons in a Super Bowl. And my, and I mean, we dominated. They knew, and there was nothing they could do. And why pass? Why pass if you can run? There was only one time where I think the Patriots should have passed is when it was the end of the third going into the fourth. And I think it was second and ten, and we did a handoff. And the right side, if Jones just keeps the ball, like if they drawn up a play, or he just keeps the ball, he could have crawled in the end zone. There was nobody on the right side of the field. But my second point is the Bills, are they a bunch of baby? We should start calling them baby Bills.
Baby Bills. I love
it. Oh, my God, Josh Allen, the whole team, every play, all they do is babies. Cry. Yep. They got a jabroni roughing the passer. Oh, no. McDermott cried all after the game, throwing his team under the bus. Yep. He's such a baby.
Love it.
Baby Bills.
Yeah, not a good look. And I'll tell you this, get ready. I'm gonna call it right now because it's the weekend of Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Get your N'Keal Harry touchdown prop for the second game now. It ready. Oh, yeah.
Harry touchdown? I don't want to touch
you know
the ball.
Why?
Last time he did that, he led it for a Buffalo touchdown.
But think about it. You're going to line
reward
up.
Reward him with the
it's not even that. What are the Bills? They've proven they're dum-dums. So you
sell
line
out on the run.
Absolutely. They're going to sell it on the run. You know what's going to happen? 5-yard touchdown right in the red area. And everybody's going to be like, oh, how did that happen?
You know what this also kind of reminded me of? Because the caller brought up how emasculating it was for the Buffalo Bills, where it's like they just turned the ball and handed it off every single time. You know, the older generation loves to talk about the game where Larry Bird only shot left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So you're playing up against this great player, and he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to have a triple-double tonight, lefty. And he does it. And you're like, the guy's not even shooting with a strong hand. This is a football team. They didn't pass. Like, my God. And then there's nothing you could do about it, and you lost. You didn't make enough adjustments, and you lost in front of your home fans, too, which makes it even more embarrassing.
You had lunch money.
Yep.
And you went to the schoolyard, and the Patriots came in and took it. And pulled all your pants down and then turned around and left. Oh, Phil in Maine, Gresham Keefe. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey,
Hello, Phil.
Phil, go ahead.
Phil, about as effective as the Bills were last night in stopping the run. 617-779-7937. By the way, Dork Podcast up right now at WEEI.com. Rich and Davey on the best Christmas gifts in the Dork world.
That's right. And of all time.
Of all time.
Talking about when we got our PS2s and Nintendos. Ooh. And all this other stuff. So, yeah, it's a good episode. Available everywhere.
Have you found a PS5 yet?
Yes.
I have not. X.
A dork listener reached out to me. And he's gonna hook me up. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you're getting it.
I am getting it. I'm going to have to pay for it, but he said retail price. I'm like, this is my man. I'm going to meet up with him.
I know my kid's in school, and my youngest really doesn't care very much about what I do unless there's tickets involved.
Right.
But his.
You found the Xbox?
It's underneath the pool table.
Son of a gun. How about you?
Send in a box, by the way, right where he can see it. He's walked by it 50 times already. Has no idea it's there.
That's pretty amazing.
That's great. In fact, I might not even wrap it. I might even put it under the tree. I might just go right under the pool table.
Yeah,
so
pull it out.
Tree'd be over there. Go behind the couch, right under the pool to pull the box up.
Save everybody some time. You don't have to wrap it. He doesn't have to unwrap it.
I am, though, a world-class Christmas present wrapper.
Are you really good?
Oh, yeah. Well, my mom taught me a couple of things that really work well for me. She taught me how to do laundry.
Helpful.
I know how to iron like a pro.
Really?
Yeah, well, all the TV stuff, you get used to it as well.
Oh, yeah.
And she taught me how to properly wrap Christmas presents so it doesn't look like you have no thumbs doing it.
I just stuff everything in a bag.
Yeah, no.
I'm a bag guy.
You know what?
Here's your bag.
Maybe like you did the drink thing.
Oh, you should do a wrapping video.
I might have to do a wrapping video. Yeah, show people how to do it. Maybe we can help Sean McDermott on how to stop the run or adjust to, you know, some simple high school running plays. We'll discuss the Patriots win in Buffalo with Peter King of NBC Sports next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back to Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
It's a great day here in New England. Anytime you beat the Buffalo Bills and you just run them over the way the Patriots did last night, let's talk about it all. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline, NFL insider for NBC Sports, Peter King. Peter is brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. Mr. King, I say this respectively, you've seen a lot of football in all of your years of covering the NFL. Did you think you woke up and went back to 1974 last night with the way the New England Patriots just didn't throw the ball and steamrolled the Bills?
I thought I woke up and had gone back to 1954. What are you talking about? 74. But I'll tell you what I was thinking when I watched that game 17, 18 years ago at Sports Illustrated. I did a Bill Belichick profile after one of their early Super Bowls. And one of the things I remember, and I wrote about this, is I went in his house and I saw his football library, the library that he now has installed at the Naval Academy, that if you're so inclined, you can actually go and visit. And in the course of looking at all the volumes on the wall on his bookshelves, there was one called The Art of War, and I had vaguely heard of this book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu, the ancient Chinese philosopher. So I said, The Art of War. What can you learn about football from The Art of War? Why is that here? And he goes, don't go to war when the ground is muddy. And, you know, that was sort of an allegory for kind of Belichick understanding that no one ever asks you or tells you when you have a ridiculously inclement game, oh, by the way, they're going to hold this off for a couple days until the weather clears and then it's going to get nice. You just have to play, you know, you just have to play the game in whatever the conditions are. And the Patriots handled those conditions better. That, to me, the most discouraging thing, if I'm a Bills fan, Bills player, Sean McDermott, the most discouraging thing is that they came into our house in a game that we should be conditioned to win. I mean, their quarterback went to Wyoming, and it's a game that they should be conditioned to win, because that's what they have to play in every December. Not exactly that, but things like that. And the Patriots came in and handed it to them and basically dictated the will of this game with 46 of 49 running plays.
Well, off of that, Peter, do you think the result was more of a positive for the Patriots or actually more of a negative for the Bills?
I think it was more of a negative for the Bills. They had to win that game. Now the Patriots have a game and a half lead plus the tiebreaker advantage. So basically, they've got a two-game lead over the Bills with 1 month left in the season, and Buffalo has to go to Tampa on Sunday, and the Patriots will be sitting on their couches watching the game. The Patriots last night, you know, look, imagine if you're a fan in Buffalo, and, you know, it's April, May, June this year. All you can think of is, man, it's our time. This is it. We're going back to the Super Bowl. It's our year. And now the utter horror of looking up at the Patriots again with a rookie quarterback who grew up in Jacksonville and who played football in the Southeastern Conference and played his college career at Alabama. To come into your place, and not that Mac Jones had a lot to do with this, obviously, but you know, that a rookie quarterback doesn't make any mistakes in this game. And again, I don't know what happened on the last pass of the game, but we can say that probably, even though, hey, I thought Josh Allen played well, relatively speaking. His numbers won't say that, but man, his ball sliced through the wind. But on that last throw, either the wind knocked it down or he was real short on it so that it could have been deflected before it got to its target. But I think it's more of a negative for Buffalo.
And I think the entire league, Peter's got to be frustrated that the Patriots only had one off year after 20 years of dominance.
Yeah.
And but nobody, right. Nobody's going to be more upset than the Bills just because
yes.
they were the ones that lost the most over those 20 years. And they were the best in the division last year. And to see it turn back this quickly, I mean, they got to be almost shocked by it.
I'm sure they are. But, you know, it just goes to show you should never be shocked by the Patriots organization, by Bill Belichick, by the team plan he has. And if you go back into the spring, you know, I remember the first day of free agency, I said, Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. Oh, my God, it's the embarrassment of riches. But what it was, in my opinion, it is you're saying to yourself, we're going to have a young quarterback. This young quarterback, whoever it is at the time, I'm sure he couldn't know, but we're probably going to pick a quarterback. And then when they ended up picking Mac Jones, they wanted a system in place, a very strong defense, a ball control offense, heavy at tight end. I'm not sure that they tried to reproduce Gronk and Hernandez. You know, I don't think that's what this was about. I think it was looking at the landscape and saying, how do we want to play football? And how can we best win at football right now? And that's not going out and getting Randy Moss. That's going out and getting two big tight ends who are going to control the middle of the field. And that's what they did.
Peter, thank you as always. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next week on the bye week.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, we go. Peter King, NBC Sports, National NFL Insider here joining us on the Harbor One Hotline. Bills players and coaches in denial about what went down last night. We're talking about it all with you. We got one line open at 617-779-7937. Also next hour, we're going to check in to hear what the boys in Buffalo are saying.
I wonder how that's going.
Oh, I can't wait to find out. Hour 2, Gresh and Keefe next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.